When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
I am so excited to meet Brian the Cash Man. Brian Hogevane is with us. Brian, I'm telling you, when Iridian said, oh, Brian the Cash Man's going to be on for two segments, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. I love you and John on this show. Let's get that phone number out there right now, 312-981-7200. That's the number to send your items, correct?
Yes, they can send that here to the studio. But of course, they can always call or text us at the store. And that number is 630-969-9600.
AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin. It's on Ogden Avenue, 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. I just passed it. I have to go in there.
Come on in.
I will.
I've got, I hear you collect radios.
Yes.
I have a couple of really cool, you know, international radios.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a wavelength kind of thing.
Yeah.
I may have one that looks like it. But here's the thing. I have a lot of cool things in my house that some people would say is junk, and other people listening, the same thing. People, your kids don't want your things. Isn't that true?
It is very true. And I can never, you know, strongly urge, you know, people that have these items or have these items and they know their kids don't want them, bring them in. You be in control of liquidating them, selling them, and turning it into something that either you could use or you could give the money to the kids, you know, when it's time.
Yeah, that's true.
Because here's what happens. We've seen this a lot where the kids get stuff. They literally sometimes, without exaggeration, just throw it away.
Yeah.
And it's like, you threw that out? I would have paid $10,000 for that. You know?
So how do you, I mean, I know there are a lot of resources and online places you can go to figure out how much something is worth, but you got a lot rattling around in that head of yours, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, it's the online is, it's great information, and then there's a lot of misleading information. That's why, you know, online makes it a little frustrating for both parties. Yeah, you know, people will get misinformation. You'll have, you know, you can have X person that can use any platform and list anything they want at any price, but they'll never sell for the thousands of dollars they're listing it for, because there's many of that item that they're listing available for, you know, $10, $15, or $20. So, and then of course you have someone that looks that up, sees it's thousands, thinks it's worth a ton, and the best way I do is, well, here, you can just have mine. I'll give it to you.
Right.
You know, to best explain, you know, hey, this, sometimes there's that misinformation. Is there good information? Absolutely there is. You know, there absolutely is. And, you know, we're always happy. We always just suggest bring the items in. Let us see it. Let's see exactly what you have. We'll give you a fair price based on current market conditions.
And
absolutely.
312-981-7200. People are texting in some things. Now, I listened to you and John go back and forth with this, but this is a coin from 630. You could probably describe it better than
absolutely.
I.
That's actually, it's interesting because this is the first year of issue, an 1878 Morgan silver dollar in a jewelry bezel. It's set into a jewelry bezel. Now, had the coin not been set into that bezel, it would have had additional value. But generally speaking, when coins are set into bezels, damage happens to them. They end up being, you know, worn. It inherently polishes itself. And a true coin collector, they do not want polished or clean coins. Does it have value? Absolutely. It still has value, even though it has been, you know, created in a jewelry. Now, is it as high as if it wasn't in jewelry? No, of course not. It still has value.
I've heard you on with John. Do not clean coins if you're bringing them in, correct?
Absolute number one rule. You could ask any coin dealer, what's the number one rule of coin collecting? Don't clean coins.
All right, 312-981-7200. Brian the Cash Man, you can go visit him at AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin, located at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, or call or text 312-981-7200. 630, how about a signed Michael Jordan basketball?
Excellent item. You know, Jordan is one of those autographs that always has a demand, always has value. The biggest thing, of course, is who's it certified by? And that's going to be the number one question any potential buyers that I have are going to ask. So that's definitely something bring in. Let us take a look at it. You know, I don't know to tell you it's $1,000 or if it's $5,000, but bring it on in. I'll be happy to take a look at it for you.
All right. Frank has called us. Frank, you have an item?
I have many items. I have a couple of hundred limited edition or rare science fiction and fantasy books printed either in the U.S. or England.
Okay. All right. You know, science fantasy is a very popular genre, and those do have some potential, just depending on, you know, are they first editions, are they signed editions, etc., do, you know, aid and determine some of the value. Not all books are treated the same, but it's definitely an item I would love to take a look at and for you to bring them on by and take a look at them for you.
Good luck to you, Frank. You can go visit them, 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. Are stamps, do stamps have any values these days?
They do. There is some value left. They're not, you know, stamps don't have the value as they used to, but there's still some value for certain stamps. That's one of those items that you definitely, I would have to look at to even make any kind of an estimation for their value.
630 says, I have some really old stamps of countries that don't even exist anymore.
Oh, that's always neat. It's neat finding stuff, wow, that country doesn't exist anymore. And again, it just depending on which type and the variety, the overall condition, do determine the value. But just remember something, it's when the item has a demand on it, those are the ones that are going to have the value. So for like the U.S., it's a lot of your, you know, your Zeppelins or your airmail stamps. Those have interest. Those are the ones that generally may have some additional value.
630 says, I love Americash. So
thank you very much.
And 773, can we send photos to the store also?
Yeah, you can text photos to the 630-969-9600 number.
All right. We have Kyle on the line. Kyle, what do you have?
Hey, Wendy, calling right down the street from the Brookfield Zoo.
Ah.
Hey, Brian, I think you've touched upon this before, Brian, but...
Yes.
I'm no coin expert, but I guess this is a Morgan silver dollar complete with original patina or patina.
Sure.
1886. I don't think it's any real big deal, but that's the deal I got.
If it's the 1886 Philadelphia mint, that is the common one. The 1886 S mint or San Francisco mint would be the better one to have. But generally speaking, you're looking at about $26 and up for the coin, depending on the condition that it is in.
There you go, Kyle. Go from Brookfield Zoo to Americash in Westmont, 16 West Ogden Avenue. Let's take a quick call from Steve. I wish we had more time. Hi, Steve. What do you have for Brian the Cash Man?
Hi. Sports Illustrated, Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's... Those are always great issues. I'll be happy to take a look at them. I would say the Michael Jordan issues. And, of course, we would be looking for ones that do not have any of the mailing post, you know, mailing marks on it or anything like that. It would have to be mint condition. I'll be happy to take a look at it for you.
Thank you.
All
right. Go to 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. And if you find some extra gold lying around, you can bring that in as well.
Absolutely.
Or silver. Gold is flying high now, huh?
Yes, it has. Wendy, let me tell you, we've been extremely busy today, and I foresee being extremely busy tomorrow. Gold has set new records today. It is definitely the time to bring stuff on in. You know, we're paying unbelievable amounts of money for gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, etc. So everyone's been coming in and they've been paying off their debts. I mean, it works out kind of nice.
224, there's a display in an upscale bar that was hanging for years. It is an NFL Hall of Famer Steve Largent jersey. Any interest, any value? I picked it up. It's an autographed jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always mention this, touch into it, that depending on who it's certified by, not that it has to be certified for us to buy it, but that just aids in the, you know, the identification and authenticating the item itself. But definitely, you know, these are items that we do buy. I would say definitely bring it on by.
217, what about an autographed picture of Ted Williams?
Absolutely. You know, just throwing it out there just for knowledge, he is also one of the more counterfeited or forged signatures
really?
Out there. Him, Mickey Mantle, oh yeah. Very much. Michael Jordan's a real common one to see forged.
630, I have a 1956 Singer sewing machine in its original case, all of the attachments and owner manual, excellent condition. It works. Is that worth anything?
There, I'm certain there is somebody that would be interested in purchasing it. For us, that is not, that we don't deal in the sewing machines.
There's, I don't even know what that is, a Pro Football 1977 magazine. Are you looking at a picture?
Yeah,
is that
Walter Payton. It's Walter
Payton. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even notice that. Sweetness.
And you can see there it's signed. That's definitely, that's a really cool item. I definitely have, would be interested in buying that, for sure.
What is the strangest thing you have at your store?
We have a statue called, it's called Nikisi Nakandi, and he's from the Congo region. He was an oath keeper. And he's from about 1900. And that's probably one of the more interesting pieces that we have at the store right now.
And ballpark, how much is that going for?
$3,000 to $5,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. It's definitely something to behold. I would, you know, just to come and see that alone is pretty fantastic.
Well, I'm coming in. He is Brian the Cash Man, Brian Hogevane. It is a pleasure to meet you. I'm going to stop into 16 West Ogden Avenue in Westmont. Listeners, you should too. Americash Jewelry and Coin. How do people reach you?
You can call us at 630-969-9600, and that number is also textable. So please call or text.
630-969-9600. Great to meet you, Brian.
Nice to meet you as well, Wendy.